mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Two already. We got wide open phones today. We're taking your calls. I want to get into cops hire kids to enforce seatbelt laws, even on their parents. Yes, they're deputy officers now. Title on your parents. Oh, but it's for a good cause. It's for seatbelts and other things, too. Woman assaulted and arrested for not having a dog on a leash. And that's News 4 out of Atlantic Beach, Florida. And they just admit on the news, well, she didn't do anything but argue, so they beat her up, but that's good. Beating people up's good. You deserve it, scum. You're not with the New World Order. I want to talk about Hispanics are the fastest growing minority. One in seven Americans is Hispanic, and fully half of the population growth of 2.9 million people last year was Hispanic, which is fine with me. The problem is the Hispanic leaders are owned by the bankers and are creating a false liberation theology to turn us all against each other. Top Saudi says kingdom has plenty of oil. Doesn't know why people are claiming there's peak oil and not enough oil. He says they've got enough reserves to run the planet for hundreds of years. So does Alaska, for that matter, and they're even building more refineries. So we'll get into that. DOD awards a $300 million in PsyOps contract. Many newspapers forbid anonymous sourcing. Also, Big Brother with a smile, an article about what these private databases are like to live under and how it fosters identity theft. And new information coming out on the Associated Press on the Downing Street memo of government lying on the build-up to war with Iraq. Porn industry pushing Bush GOP fundraiser. Company issues press release touting significance of event to adult film biz. That Bush will be there with Mary Carey. Why are they talking about this? WorldNet Daily knows this old bad people clicking on it because they want to know about Mary Carey. She's very evil, but we want to check this out. Why didn't WorldNet Daily email WorldNet Daily and say, why don't you even cover what the New York Post did about the gay porn stars servicing the moguls, the Bushites? Oh, you wouldn't touch that, would you? Because that would actually hurt Bush. Yeah, no, you're going to talk about Mary Carey going to a fundraiser. Who cares? Who cares about Russell Crowe throwing a telephone at somebody? And I don't care about Michael Jackson. I don't want to hear about Michael Jackson when we got DynCorp kidnapping 200,000 women and children, admittedly, and nobody goes to jail. Talk about a scary story. Pilots guilty of being drunk in cockpit. I'm glad these guys are going down. The last thing I want is guys knocking back five or six drinks before getting in the airplane. Now that's serious. And a really scary article here out of AFP, move over Rambo, you're cramping new man's style. And they tell you that in here that men, real men, wife swap and dress like women. And this is the new super trend. Well, let me, again, folks, they tell you this, and then guys that do this are going to wonder why they don't have any, you know, women being attracted to them. They're going to wonder why they have unhappy marriages. Women do not want guys that dress up like fairies. And they don't want, you know, the last trend was having your pants hanging down around your ankles like a punk and not being able to speak proper English. Women don't want that either. And I know all these idiots that try to go with whatever the trend is and then they wonder why they're so unhappy. I'm going to talk about this later. It's so ridiculous how they tell you that the new trend is wearing makeup. And so men run out and start putting it on. Women like it, too, when you try things out. You experiment. No, they don't. Oh, women might try that for a while, and they find out that's not what they want. You know, they told men that women wanted subservient men. Women don't want that either. They want a real man. So men out there, be real men and stop acting like punks. All right, a lot of news. Your call's coming up. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 8 minutes, 15 seconds into this second hour. Your calls are coming up. I mean, right now, I just covered a few news items, and then we'll go straight back to your calls. I'd like the callers to comment on these press reports from all over the country. Here's a new one today. Cops hire kids to enforce seatbelt laws on their parents. Kids vow to impose stiff penalties if family doesn't buckle up, creating that relationship with the children as spies and enforcers for the government. And it always starts with something innocuous like that. So evil. We finally got this report out about our Celia Castillo interview, former DEA agent, Mexican commandos, killing in southwest U.S. to protect Bush drug cartels. Very important article. Hope you get that out to people. And I forgot to tell the folks at the network to do this. Go to PrisonPlanet.com and download this 2-minute, 3-minute newscast out of News 4 Atlantic Beach, Florida. Woman assaulted, arrested for not having dog on leash. And the woman, you know, argued with him on the beach about not having her dog on a leash. They just beat the daylights out of her. She's got bruises all over her. And the cops just admitted, well, yeah, she resisted by arguing. Ah, yes, resisting without force. They just love shooting a snail grove in the head as she bled to death as she walked out of a restaurant after the Red Sox game. They love busting your house with a SWAT team and a gun goes off and they blow your 2-year-old in half and nobody gets in trouble. They blow their own SWAT teams to pieces. They just love stomping around and screaming at us. By the way, this weekend I went and visited my uncle. He got in the beach house down by Galveston. Hadn't seen him in about a year. And I went down there with the family, and I watched Galveston police, and I'd heard from listeners and people on the ground and read a few news articles about how mean the Galveston police are now. And how if your inspection sticker's out or your registration is out one day, doesn't matter if you've got a whole family, they will arrest the parents, they will take your children, put them into CPS for a couple days until you pay off the bill. And so I'm in the hotel lobby because I didn't stay with my uncle there in Galveston, and a cop's walking through. And I go, hey, officer, how you doing? Which highway do I take to get to Surf Beach, Surfside Beach, whatever, the little suburb outside there? And he laughed. He's like, well, you're asking me how to get somewhere? Get a map. And I went, well, officer, I'm just asking. And he was a young punk, man. You could tell he was some surly punk in school who loved shoving people around. And I was nice. Well, hey, officer, how do I get to... And then I just said to him, I said, you know what? Is it true, I've been hearing about this from people, that if you have your inspection sticker out, you get instantly arrested? And he goes, yeah, zero tolerance. Why, is yours out? And I just said, man, whoa, thanks a lot. And I just kept going. And then I would sit there walking down the boardwalk with my family. And, you know, here came a funeral procession of cars there on you know, that main street there, on the Surf Beach side, whatever it is, the main road there in Galveston. And the light turned green, and he was waving people through, and there were other people, other cars. And I mean, the cop just in 2 seconds started screaming at somebody, a motorcycle cop, and the guy had his window down afraid of the cop, and he was just yelling at him, I told you, get moving! I mean, just instantly like that, and just throwing fits and turning red. And I just thought about how that guy looked like he'd been a drill sergeant in the Marine Corps or something, and he thinks we're all recruits and we're a bunch of idiots and you scumbag, you know, just. And so then I was reading the newspaper every day, and it was stuff like, if one of your cows gets out, you will be arrested and fined, and we will take your cow. And the city council wants a zero tolerance policy on cows. Cows getting out. I mean, livestock's always gotten out. And, this is a serious crime, and we're not putting up with it anymore. We want citizens to report when cows get out. Don't. And then it had the farmers going, we don't understand this. We've always helped each other, and what is this? See, everything's zero tolerance. What are you doing? Why don't you get a map, buddy? Why don't you? And I'm just like going, okay. I mean, you know, you're not a public servant. You're a thug. You're a gang member. You're there enforcing, you know it, you know we're slaves, you're getting off on it, but you know what, long after you're an old man, your great-granddaughter is going to be abused by this. Your sons, your daughters will be. You're going to be abused by this. They're going to take your pension fund. You watch. And nobody's going to help you. Get disabled and see what happens to you, cop. You know what, you're going to reap what you sow. You've cursed yourself. I don't have to curse you. You've cursed yourself. You've taken this mantle and you've put it on. But I saw other stuff. And I mean, you know, you go to some towns and the police are real nice and real friendly and people are talking to them and like them. And, you know, they kind of got a pot belly because people bring them so much coffee and pies. And they're good cops. And then you go to some cities, it's like a city will have a spirit about it. And the cops are just these roid-head, raging, you know, just out-of-control scum. And you know what? I'm not going back to Galveston. I hadn't been there in probably a decade. That's it. You don't get my money. And for everybody out there, I'll give you a travel advisory. Don't go to Galveston, Texas. They're a bunch of thugs. They're a bunch of scum. And the newspaper was full of other stuff. I left it in the hotel. I should have brought them. It was just full of police state stuff. And huge front page spreads about the new police captain. And it was how great he is. I mean, it was like cop worship land or something. And Galveston's notoriously corrupt. It was the big gambling and prostitution haven before 1900 when it got buried by a tsunami, biggest disaster in U.S. history. And it still goes on down there. I mean, my reports are that they're dealing narcotics, they're running it all. And, you know, they think you come down there, you're their slaves. Well, let me just tell you, the Galveston cops, something. I'm not your slave, and I'm not getting near your scum hole again. You understand? And now I just told hundreds of thousands of Texans that are listening not to go to your scum hole. But it was funny, last Friday's showing, as I got up in the morning and went to Galveston, last Friday's showing, two showings of martial law in downtown Austin, I had a really nice fellow walk up to me, and he goes, "You heard about Galveston?" And I was like, "Yeah, I have heard about Galveston. Big police state there." And he goes, "Yeah, they're arresting you if you have one thing out of order." And so I did an internet search late that night on it and found articles about it. He said he couldn't believe it, so he called him. And they said, "Yeah, it's true." But again, I walk up to the cop. "Hey, how you doing, officer? You know which road goes to Freeport and in the town before that? Surf Beach or whatever?" And I was just real friendly because, you know, I mean, I've always got an open hand. And he was like Eddie Haskell or something. What? Why don't you get a map? Well, just thought you'd know the best. And so then I kind of bucked up to him. And as soon as I did that, by the way, he deflated. As soon as I, you know, locked onto his eyes, again, bullies are wimps, folks. Real men don't act like punks. Real men don't try to belittle people. Real men don't want to dominate others. Real men are confident. But these emasculated, cowardly types, and I mean, they may have arms the size of tree trunks. They're still emasculated. They've got to dominate. They've got to shove people around. They want to exercise power. They're drunk on it. And Galveston, Texas needs to change their ways. But again, it's a lot of towns like this. And it's even groups of cops, you know, depending on what commander they're under. You might be in one sector of Austin and the cops are nice. But then you got the downtown 6th Street cops, and it seems the prerequisite is to have a shaved head and, you know, devil tattoos on you. And I won't go down there most of the time because I don't want some roid cop. I'm just sick of it. I'm tired of being treated like a slave. You're public servants. You may call yourselves authorities and officials, but you're public servants. All right, let's go back to calls, and I'll get into all this news. I'm sick of it. America isn't supposed to be like this. Shame on you. But that's tyranny. It's when the government becomes God. Next, I guess, is Stan in... Oh, no, Josh was still holding. Who's up next here? Stan in Missouri. Go ahead, Stan.
Hello, Alex. I wanted to call and tell you about an interesting telephone conversation I had with a friend last night that lives in Corpus Christi, Texas, who put in 20 years in the Army. Well, he knows about the wonderful ID card they're coming out, the new ID Act. Well, he told me his uncle down there in Corpus, he attends a lot of agriculture meetings, and the subject of the ID card come up. Now, I don't know if you've heard anything about this, but he said just the cost of this card when they implement this, Alex, is going to cost $100. They're not only going to enslave the people, they're going to rip the people off.
Oh, no, that was in the news. One of these microchip cards.
Uh-huh. It's going to be $100 for this driver's license they're implementing, is what he told me last night.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. That's actually been admitted. The card costs them about $2 right now.
Uh-huh.
And what was it, MSNBC reported it's going to be 120 smackers.
Whoa! Well, I tell you, Alex, when all this occurred there, I'm pretty prompt to step right in on all this. Well, I talked to 30 people down the Sedalia in Versailles, Missouri area about this national ID card. And guess what, Alex? They didn't have a clue that this was even going on.
Well, the police do. They've been given the word that we're slaves and to let us know who the boss is.
Yeah, and you're right on.
Can you believe that cop when I nicely ask him directions?
Oh, I've got a good one to tell you. I went down to Grabois, Missouri. This is a town past Versailles. And I stopped in the video store and talked to a guy there for quite a bit about, you know, what's going on. And he's got Dave Von Kleist's video 9/11. But what I was going to tell you, there's another guy that lives down in Versailles. He's seen three of your videos, but he'd never been able to get you on shortwave. But the subject about what you're talking about, the cop. Well, this guy that owns a video store, he was walking down Versailles just to deposit, not Versailles, the Grabois Mills to deposit some money in the bank with one of his, you know, money pouches. Well, he was coming back. A Morgan County Sheriff's Department deputy.
I want to hear this story.
Okay.
I know, folks. I've been, I've had cops just pull up around me in cars before and jump out on me. I go, "Are you looking for somebody?" "No. Don't ask questions." And I'm just like, what? Man, I mean, come on. Would you like to be treated like this? You know what? You're going to get a big backlash. We'll be right back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
All right, going back to Stan in Missouri. So Stan, what happened to your friend?
I'm going to tell you about the video store owner, Alex, in Graboise Mills.
Yeah, he's walking back.
What happened was he was going down to the bank to deposit some money, and he was coming back with his money pouch. Well, all of a sudden, this Morgan County Sheriff's deputy pulls up on him, asking him what he was doing and where he was going. And he said, "Well, I own the video store there." Well, Alex, that wasn't good enough for this sheriff's deputy. He wanted to see some identification. Well, the poor unfortunate video owner at the time, he didn't have any identification on him. And you know what that sheriff's deputy said, Alex? He said, "We have a law in Morgan County. Everybody has to have a piece of identification on them, and I could arrest you right now for not having any identification."
Now, I've had police tell me that, and it doesn't matter how many federal or state courts throw out the failure to ID laws. They still will arrest you, but I guess they didn't arrest him.
No, they didn't. He got
the
off.
Cop let him know, though. You're my property, buddy.
Oh, yeah, he was.
You
very...
don't go outside your house without your slave card. You got me, buddy?
Oh, yeah, he was very upset and distraught, Alex. He knew the judge down there in Morgan County. He said, by gosh, he said, let him arrest me. I said, I'll contact the judge. And, Alex, another thing before I get off here. You're right. They're putting up the video cameras, monitoring people, clear down in Osage Beach, the lake area. And they're even doing it in Branson, Missouri.
All federally funded. Take care.
Oh, yeah.
And look, again, we're not against police themselves, but the how you've been trained, what you've been told to do, I know a lot of you aren't like that, but the bad ones are the ones that get promoted. I mean, stop treating us like scum. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Let's talk to Jeff in New York. Jeff, go ahead.
Those are with Al-Qaeda.
I missed the first thing you said.
I think the loose cows might be with Al-Qaeda.
Yes, sir. They've got any time a cow gets out now, you're going to be charged. You're very evil.
I got a couple things for you. H.J. Rez 27, Dana Rohrabacher gave a speech for that today in favor of it, saying he was against the World Trade Organization and the U.N., and said these organizations are what constitute the New World Order.
You're kidding.
That's what he said.
Did you see this on C-SPAN?
It was on C-SPAN, yeah.
Oh,
I think
man.
He said New World Order twice, I think.
Yeah, meanwhile, he's supporting Schwarzenegger for president.
Exactly.
But, I told you, suddenly all these neocon talk show hosts are talking about the New World Order, but then they'll spin it. Rohrabacher's got constituents that are demanding. I wasn't aware of this, though. That's good news. Well, I hope that... H.J. Res 27 passes to get us out of the WTO.
It didn't pass. Vote's already done. It didn't pass by a landslide.
No, that's horrible.
I got through on Washington Journal this morning to talk to Peter Hostra. And a couple related things to that. The last time I got through, about 2 years ago, I talked to Arlen Specter during a stem cell research question. And I spun my question into a John F. Kennedy question, a single bullet theory question. The answer he gave me... in part, was almost exactly the same as Lee Hamilton's response to somebody yesterday on Washington Journal, where he said, look, we're still debating the Lincoln assassination. And then Hamilton said...
And again, it's Arnold Specter that says a bullet shoots through one person, hits two bones, shoots through metal in a chair, hits another bone, and then isn't even damaged. Yes.
When I brought it up to him, he started pulling at his collar at first because he got real nervous. Wasn't expecting a question about that in the stem cell debate. The reason that I called in to talk to Hostra, because I wouldn't even have bothered. I don't know much about the guy. But he kept touting how John Negroponte is such an upstanding guy.
Our new supreme commander of all intelligence.
Exactly. And I was hoping that you could maybe talk a little bit about his involvement in the Iran-Contra affair. That's what I brought up to Representative Hostra. We also talked a little bit about what a previous guest had brought up about Posse Comitatus. And I cited one example of how it's already gone. Fox News and CNN 2 days ago had live coverage of a car chase in California. The LAPD came out with three armored vehicles. One of them was giant. The other two were a little bit smaller. Had gun ports, at least 8 gun ports on each one of them. The cops jumped out, LAPD, in green military fatigues, with green military helmets, German-made Heckler & Koch machine guns, and I just said to him, look, don't even tell me that Posse Comitatus isn't gone already, that the police and the military haven't already merged. It's obvious they have, especially in your footage of the Republican convention in New York City.
No, I know. And again, but not troops on the border. And you go to third world police states, that's what it looks like. Now it's looking like that here, and it's about keeping us in line. They're setting up this control grid so they can rape us financially.
And, they're working on it.
Oh, man. They're going to loot this country up once. They already are. Trillions missing from the Pentagon. Criminals are in control. They know we're getting wise to them. So they're turning their dogs loose on us. And it's not going to work. You're going to be defeated. You're going to be pariahs. You're going down. Thanks for the call. More calls, more news, straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder Truot, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Continuing with your calls, every caller brings up another key issue that's in my stack. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Maryland. James, welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thanks. I've shown your video, Martial Law, to a lot of people, and the question that keeps coming up, I don't know the answer to, and it's probably a naive question, but at any rate, why haven't charges been filed against the treasonous, treacherous George Bush?
Well, you know, I had a caller who called in last week disagreeing with me about 9/11, saying, why haven't they been charged? There have been a whole bunch of lawsuits by victims, family members, victims of 9/11. There have been civil lawsuits. There have been folks who've tried to go to grand juries for criminal charges. And the federal courts continue to throw them out. Also, whenever there was a civil suit against the Saudis connected to the Bushes by 9/11 victims and their families, James Baker, the former Secretary of State, went to bat for the Saudis and for the Bushes and had that thrown out of court. So, I mean, there have been thousands of examples throughout history of the courts refusing to prosecute their own people. Or, you know, the local example of a cop shooting somebody in the back and the grand jury no-bills it, no-bills the indictment. So, I mean, that's the answer, that's the reason, because they control the courts.
And another question that people have is, with all the information and incredible documentation that you have, how come there hasn't been a march on Washington to give you worldwide coverage? If a few million people marched on Washington, they have to watch.
Well, actually, we've had rallies in Washington with 700,000 people, and it's not on any news channel. And we've also had farmers, and
that's
I appreciate your...
insane. That's
pardon?
Insane. 700,000 people you had in Washington and...
Well, there have been patriot marches in Washington. I didn't have that many people there. Yes.
I'm talking specifically to put out the information that you've put out.
Well, sir, there were... Out of the 400,000 protesters in New York for the RNC, I would say that in a crowd of, if you just cut out 100 people out of a mass, we have photos of this, maybe 20 of them would have signs saying, you know, 9/11 inside job, 9/11 cover up. I mean, there were tens of thousands. One 9/11 protest group handed out 10,000 signs in one day that people carried. So you didn't see that on the nightly news, did you?
Not a bit.
Yeah, listen, I appreciate your call. It isn't about Alex Jones leading some march to D.C. And you've really got to watch people that say, well, we want to have a march on D.C., we want to have an armed march on D.C., I'm the leader, follow me, give fealty unto me as your leader, or you're not good. We've seen a lot of provocateurs do that. I do think that having marches on the anniversary of 9/11 that's coming up in every capital city, I don't care if it's 50 people in your town, or it's 200. I think having people there exposing 9/11, that is so important. We want to have it everywhere and then fax the local media, and that will get into your local papers. If you go have a march on D.C., one march, they'll totally ignore it. And there's a good chance the feds would provocateur something. But they see, they're centralized. We need to be decentralized. We need to have all of you being leaders, all of you doing this. It's so important. I mean, they're protesting every day at Ground Zero, many times with thousands of people. It's never in the news, or very rarely in the news. But when the 9/11 Truth Movement has had rallies in, what, like 20 cities on the last anniversary, and it made it in over a dozen newspapers that I saw. Not to mention the people on the ground that, you know, see what's happening. And so, look, it's about you becoming a leader, you getting involved, and not expecting instant massive results. We're taught by Hollywood and this culture that some hero, some individual, is going to fix things for you, and that they're going to, you know, cut the head off of the serpent in one swipe, and then everything's honky-dory and, you know, strawberry fields forever. That's not the way this works. It is a continual, relentless attack of the New World Order against it. We have to relentlessly attack them back in the info war, and we're having a lot of success. But don't expect to go out and fight the New World Order, and then tomorrow, you know, everything's going to be fixed. No, it's about knowing you're having an effect, knowing you're not going to see those results every night. Look, we're in an instant gratification society where you get your oil changed in 10 minutes and you're mad if it isn't in 10 minutes instead of changing your oil yourself. Or you expect to pull through and get dinner instantly, and bring it home because you're so busy. But those of us that have done some farming or gardening, you know, it's the enjoyment of preparing the ground, planting the seeds, trimming the plants, watering them. If you don't want to use pesticides, if you have a small garden, thumping and killing the bugs yourself with your bare hands, which I do. It takes about 2 minutes a day. Then eating that food, and it's just so much. We're supposed to do that. And I see life as a garden, as a vineyard. As the Bible uses it as a analogous to life. And so you're not going to go out and talk about 9/11 government involvement overnight, and then everybody the next day, oh yes, it's true. Oh, they're going to jail now. No, you relentlessly, as I did before 9/11, and as I did day one of 9/11, and as I do now, almost 4 years later, you relentlessly battering ram, smash into them, grind into them, physically fight them relentlessly. Look, I was sitting in my hotel room this weekend with the family. I don't watch TV. I mean, literally maybe like an hour or two a month now. But I was laying there watching Fox News. And, you know, I saw the cover-up about torture. And then I flipped over and watched a black preacher. And it wasn't TBN. It's some local thing in Texas with preachers. And, I mean, it's a lot better to see some real preachers on TV. And he was going over, you know, the four things you've got to do to walk in faith. You know, you don't just pray for something and then hope it happens. No, and he gave example of example of, first of all, you have the faith. Then you put it into action. And again, I'm not a preacher. I don't want to screw this up, but it's just common sense. You know, first of all, you have the faith. Then you put it into action. You know, you ask God to open doors for you, but then you've got to... I mean, his example was, oh, God, give me a job. Give me a better job. And then you sit there watching soap operas and not beating the pavement. Or, oh, God, please help my children not get on drugs. But then you don't explain to your children how it's not cool to use drugs, how the government's behind it. You tell your children that. They won't use drugs, folks. You tell them, oh, it's just you're not old enough or it's too cool. You know, and then, oh, well, I want to be cool. They're going to use them. I mean, if you want your child to be, here's another example. You want your child to be good at baseball. Well, I mean, if you don't start throwing them the baseball when they're two, if you don't start, you know, taking them on hikes with you and playing ball in the backyard and playing chase with them, they're not going to be physically active. I mean, you want your child not to be an overweight couch potato, then you got to take the TV out of your house. You got to stop feeding them junk food, and you got to get up off your big hind end. And you know, take them to the park every day. And again, I'm using those examples compared to politics. I mean, food doesn't just grow out of the ground. You've got to pick which seeds you want to grow, check what grows good in what ground, plant those seeds, care for those seeds, water those seeds, take care of those plants, deal with the pest, and instead of seeing it as work, see it as fun. I mean, I labor in a garden. I'm like a Johnny Appleseed. I'm always out there planting seeds, trying to, and you know, pearls before swine, because they'll turn on you like dogs and chew your guts up. If somebody laughs at you, somebody doesn't care, somebody just wants to giggle at you, move on. I know people that spend all their time with detractors and with people that disagree with them. Move on, folks. Move on. Move on to people that want to hear the truth. Move on to people that are asking questions. Move on to people that care. You know, that's what's important in life. And you first got to get over the fear of rejection, the fear of what people think about you. The instant you don't care what people think about you, then they're going to see that as confidence. And confidence isn't something that you imagine and that you try to project. Confidence comes from discipline. Confidence comes from the exercise of overcoming your fear. I mean, let me tell you something. 10 years ago when I first gave speeches, I was very nervous. But after a while, I mean, I'm not nervous. I wish I was nervous. I'd give better speeches. But, you know, it's about the exercise of it. It's about doing it. It's about getting up before the city council and going, you're a bunch of criminals. Stop what you're doing. How dare you? And, you know, when people hiss at you when you leave, so what? You're going to be there 2 years later doing it, and people are going to be saying, we want to run you for city council, and you're going to run for city council, and you're going to win. Okay? So you've got to know you're in the right, you're doing the right thing, you're a leader, you've got a job to do, you're defending your family, you're defending humanity, you're standing up against mechanized evil. And you better get the fear of God in you and realize that the New World Order and its program will affect everybody, and that they feed on their own. They feed on their own servants. They tend to leave predominantly. They crush us occasionally. They cut us down. They strike us down. But only when God lets them, and that's part of God's plan, and so be it. You're in more danger serving them, and I've really looked at this, than in going head up against them. Head up against them. And I use the analogy of football. The one time you go 90% on that down is when you're going to break your ankle, when you're going to sprain your ankle, when you're going to break your collarbone. If you go 110% every time, statistically, and people will tell you this that are, you know, very proficient in sports, when you're going 110%, you're not going to get injured. It's almost impossible. But when you, it's when you're lagging, when you're lollygagging, when your whole life is like that. And I'm not afraid. I mean, they could have me lined up right now with a firing squad and say, worship the New World Order, or you're dead. And I have total confidence. I'd say, fire away. You think, well, that's crazy. Well, no, I've got to go 110%. I mean, my course is set. Well, I'm not in control of myself, quite frankly. I mean, I am doing this. This is who I am. This is what I am. I am given completely over to it. All right? And understand, there is no choice in life. You know, you think you take the middle road. You think you sit on the fence. You think, you know, you will be given over. You will be given over to being an evil pimp. And again, I'm not up here on a high horse, folks. I mean, I'm not perfect. I mean, I lust after women. I got to be quite frank with you. I control myself. I like alcohol, and that's why I try to not, you know, drink. Because if I drink one glass of wine, I want two glasses of wine. I like tobacco. Very hard for me. I'm always quitting and stopping. I mean, we've all lusted in our hearts. We've all sinned a million times. The point is, though, you don't give yourself over to it. Because once you start giving yourself over to it, once you're not even conscious of it, there's no level of depravity to which you won't sink. All right, I really am preaching today. It's just, humanity is so beautiful. There's so many good things about the human species. We're made in the image of God, folks. We really are. What we imagined 100 years ago, we've now created. We have all of this potential. So much beauty and so much love and just so much goodness and just so much majesty in the world. And we're all feeling insignificant because Madison Avenue, if it can make you feel insignificant, if it can make you feel ugly, then you'll feel insecure and you'll buy all their products. You won't care about your family. You'll feel insecure, so you'll be mean to your husband. Your husband will feel insecure, so he'll be mean to you. Meanwhile, your children are smoking crack cocaine for the first time. Or they're learning how to tattle on you for the first time. It's such a sophisticated issue to try to really grasp it, but it's just common sense. And so stop looking for instant results. I mean, I was an absolute lunatic in even most of the listeners' minds when I got on air on 9/11 and said it's an inside job. I was an absolute lunatic 2 months before when I got on air and I said, call the White House, tell them don't carry out the attacks. You know, I was a lunatic when I told you they were putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. I'm a lunatic when I tell you 8 years ago they're going to put transponders in your cars and tax and trace you. Now it's all over the news. No, I'm not a lunatic. I know what they're doing. I know their program. Not because I'm something special. If I spent my whole life studying 57 Chevys, I'd be the expert on 57 Chevys. If I spend my whole life on working out and looking cool and trying to, you know, run around and be a playboy, I'd be successful at that. You'd be successful at that. If I spent my whole life, how to act tough, how to be a Hollywood star, I could do that. You could probably do that too. But no, I spend my life studying the New World Order, meditating on the New World Order, and that is thinking about their operations, really studying it. And so I do have predictive capabilities. You have that too. All right, that's enough. We don't have a choice, folks. If we give in to these people, they're never going to stop. They're sadistic. They enjoy doing bad things to us. This is what, they're defective. They're fallen. And they're totally sociopathic. And if you want to just give in to this, and you think you're going to be okay, the comeuppance for everybody is coming. It's already here. People say, well, when are they going to drop the hammer? They're already dropping the hammer. More people in prison than ever. More innocent people being arrested than ever. Just all of the things they do to us through the genetically engineered food, all the illnesses, all the things we're already being judged. All right. Josh in California was on hold earlier. I didn't finish his call. Josh, go ahead. Finish up. Well, he's gone again. Okay, up next is Kyle in California. Kyle in California, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. And, it was a little bit of preaching, but all I have to say is amen, because if everybody just realized that they just do the best they can, they don't have to, like you said, be a great leader. Just do what you can and and put your name behind credible people and investigate people that you put your name behind. And I think it would do wonders. I had a question and a couple points about your talking about people or discussing the New World Order and spinning it. You're absolutely right. I haven't listened to you for a few months. I called in months back, and I've been off the Internet, and I've been up and down the radio dial trying to find some quality programming, which is few and far between. But come across all kinds of this. Michael Savage is ranting and raving about it, but you're absolutely right. He spins it as this liberal.
You've got to put everyone who disagrees with the government in camps, or the New World Order is going to win.
Yeah, and he talks about Nick Berg is his big poster boy for why we have to go kill millions of people around
the
world.
And the globalists chopped that man's head off.
I know, yeah. Can I hang on and ask
you a
question?
Sure you can. Thank you. Wonder why Nick Berg gave his computer passwords to the hijackers.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bo.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got to get national ID cards or the New World Order will win. We've got to arrest people that disagree with the government or the New World Order will win. I mean, these are quotes, folks. And, look, this term now is being used. I heard Savage years ago go, we've got to support President Bush in this war, or the New World Order is going to win. But it's not just him. I mean, a bunch of people are doing this. And that's because, folks, we're becoming the majority. Even through the underground media, we are becoming the majority. And they know that. They know that, so they have to give vent to that. But they try to spin it. Go ahead, Kyle in California, finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I've been, like I said, I've been up and down the dial looking on the lefty stuff. And there's some people I think that are actually going for the truth, but they're, you know, they're clouded by this narrow paradigm with the left right. But it seems an intentional fogging of the, or a clouding of the water with this, with the, you know, using the same rhetoric. But I would just say really quickly, if you felt like reaching out to this lefty, I think Jeanine Garofalo would be open. She was talking about Buzzy Krongard and the put, and so I just for whatever it's worth. But my question to you,
was she talking about CIA insider trading, or Krongard saying we don't want Bin Laden?
No, about the entire insider trading, and I think she's really putting some pieces together.
The government's tyrannical and bad, so let's turn our guns in.
Well, I agree. I know. Making this government
George Bush wants open borders, so let's do that. Yeah!
I agree. You know, you can't agree on everything, but if you can, you know, maybe get it open.
I know, but I mean, these so-called leftists, just give me a break.
I agree.
The police are wearing black masks,
I know.
So we should turn our guns into them. I mean, you know.
I agree, brother. And no one's bringing it like you, Alex. I'm not here to put you on a pedestal, but I think you can handle a compliment well. And no one's using your foresight and your skepticism of what we're being told, and especially no one's bringing up the broad stroke of what terrorism is in the Patriot Act, and that is really driving me crazy. But my question, okay, I heard you talking about the Bush Kabul as Trotskyite. Can you explain to me what that means?
Yeah, Cy Hirsch and everybody else, for that matter, Pat Buchanan, they are in, okay, the Communist Fourth International, and I appreciate your call. I'll answer it off air. This hour is almost over. The Communist Fourth International was set up by Trotsky, who was kicked out of Russia, and then Stalin had him assassinated in Mexico. And so a bunch of communists were real upset, and that was Crystal's dad and others. And so they said, well, we're going to get behind a, quote, right-wing movement, but centralized government. It's the same thing. They work for the same corporations. They centralize the people's wealth, but then transfer it via government conduits, basically government proboscis, into their coffers. And they are, I mean, you want to know, literally, they're all hardcore, at least in the past, communists. Ron Paul said they're practicing right now. I mean, his neocon speech of a few years ago where he laid out, before I end this hour, we're going to be showing my new film at the Alamo Drafthouse next Thursday at 7:30, and then the Thursday after that at 8 o'clock, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. Two more showings, and I think there may be a few tickets left for next week, and they're selling quick for the next week, so go online and click over to the Alamo Drafthouse website, theinfowars.com, and get those tickets. Big success last night. Great seeing all of you out there. If you want a hard copy of Martial Law, my best film yet, go to InfoWars.com and order it via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or call toll-free to get the new film, 1-888-253-3139. Martial Law is a mini-series, covers the police state, who the globalists are, and what happened on 9/11. 1-888-253-3139. Or watch all the films and a lot more online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Third hour, your calls and a ton of news straight ahead.